Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plus, would you like to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance on July 19th at Oracle Park? We are giving you one last chance to do that in this 4 o'clock hour. Once we've given that away, then we will move full head of steam into selecting one of our 5 winners from this week to be upgraded to 2 suite tickets. This is all courtesy of Live Nation. Keep listening. Make sure you stay with us this hour because it'll happen this hour. When the time comes, we'll tell you everything you need to know, what to call, when to call, all of that. For more info and to buy My Chemical Romance suite tickets, we ask you to log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. So all of that is coming up here in the next, 30-ish. Maybe a little bit more minutes,
but juicy.
Could be 3 minutes from now.
Yeah,
so
you got to stay tuned.
Somewhere in that window. So stay right where you are, and we'll be giving those tickets away here shortly. The larger conversation about all of this is that sort of strategic effort, and you just called them sexy. And, I agree. I still think, though, you're in what I'll call maybe like a certain point along the road of that foreplay to being really, really
second base.
Sexy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a baseball analogy. It works.
Yeah. You're on your way to third.
Yeah.
You're on your way to third.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody hit it out of the park yet.
No, but if you're on your
Although
way to third.
This individually was a sexy home run.
No doubt.
This move.
And as you round second and you look up to see the third base coach, he doesn't have the stop sign up. He's waving you over to third base, and
I thought you were going to say something else, and I was
I'm trying to keep it, gentle.
You better be careful.
Try not to lose
you. You looked at the third base coach, and he was naked.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
The third base coach in this analogy is ostensibly Greg Johnson, and he's saying, come on down.
Wait,
keep spending. Because I was looking at the salaries of all the players on all the teams here in the Bay Area.
Oh, is this deep dive?
It's a little bit of a deep dive.
No. Little bit of a deep dive is kind of an oxymoron.
Mark, like, this is a deep dive. And Lucas on our show thread hit me with a snorkel earlier in the week because it wasn't a deep dive.
Well, I don't know if that's what he meant, though. I think when he did the snorkel emoji, it was like, ooh, it's a deep dive. And I'm kind of like, but a snorkel, by definition, is a shallow dive.
Yeah.
Is there a scuba emoji?
Should be.
Is there one? I don't know. I haven't studied all of my emojis.
I'm not an emoji user, so I wouldn't know.
Hang on. I'll try to text the thread and see if there's a scuba.
Nah, if you type in scuba, the only suggestion that comes up is the snorkel.
It's the snorkel.
Okay.
Yeah. That is not the same
Major
thing.
Major oversight.
Major oversight. Although I'm still forever grateful that when we talked about scuba once before and you correctly were able to lay out what scuba is an acronym for.
Right.
Most people don't know that scuba is it's an acronym.
Exactly.
And you nailed it.
Yeah.
I don't think that there are more than about 12 other people on the planet who can do that.
Yeah, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
That is correct.
Scuba.
Scuba.
Yeah.
Onward.
Unlike this deep dive, when it comes to my knowledge, it's an inch deep and a mile wide. But on this one, it is a deep dive, and I was thinking about Rafi Devers and his contract. After this year, it's going to be 8 years and $254 million earned, the longest deal of any athlete in the Bay Area currently. And so I was wondering about average annual value for this deal. It comes out to 31.75 average annual, and I was thinking, huh, where does that put him alongside the remaining contracts of the other Bay Area athletes?
Okay.
He's ranked number 5 on the list.
This is just in total money.
Right. And the football ones are funky because
they're not guaranteed.
Correct. But I pretended that these contracts would all come to bear.
Okay, so everybody is finishing their contract
right
and playing all the years.
So Steph is ranked number 1.
Not surprised.
$61 million a year over 2. Jimmy Butler's number 2. $55 million average over 2.
Okay.
Brock Purdy is 3.
Number 3.
And I included his upcoming season.
That's so crazy.
His average annual is 45.7 because this upcoming year is only 9. So number 4 overall is Nick Bosa.
Okay.
At 39 average annual. Then Devers. Then Brandon Ayuk at 6.
Holy crap.
And then, you know, 7 is Adamus. 8 is Draymond. 9 is Chappie. 10 is Trent Williams. Then you go to Fred Warner, Logan Webb, Jung-Hoo Lee, and George Kittle. That's
George
your top 14.
Okay, that's top 14.
The reason why I did
why'd you stop at 14? Why'd you stop at 14?
Well,
that's a weird number to
Kittle's
stop at.
Kittle's at $18 million a year. So
okay,
then you're getting down to, I mean, that's kind of small potatoes already.
No, who's 15? I want to know.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
But
I'll look it up.
It's probably Robbie Ray. He's got 1 year at 25, but I didn't. I was trying to look at bigger deals that have some length and some heft because.
Got it.
The reason why I did this is thinking about Devers and the idea of pressure and expectations because on this list, like Curry, there's no pressure, there's no expectations. He's been there, he's done it.
That was a well-timed fade-out.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I really like that.
Thank you.
Was just right when my mind was like, he's probably fade out right now. And then you did. That was really good.
Money.
Go ahead. Yeah. Mail it.
Butler, 2 years, not really much pressure and expectations.
Oh,
I mean.
Yeah. Made man also.
Sure.
Yep. Okay.
Purdy, massive pressure.
Huge.
Massive expectations. I think Bosa's the same. And number 4 on the list, like.
Well, I don't think anybody matches Purdy, but I hear you.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then you get to Devers. And I think about Devers with 8 years and 254 left. It's like, okay, you're the guy who's now making the big money. You're the big piece here. The pressure doesn't happen immediately, obviously, in an 8-year deal, but it just struck me that, you know, when you're making the 5th most average annual in the market, you've got to be that dude. And I know they think he is the dude, but now you got to go out and be the dude.
Yeah. It's funny. I was just like, as you were talking about pressure, how would you answer this real quick? Who's got more pressure on him right now, Devers or Adamus?
Devers.
Why?
Because he has the longer deal and he's making more money.
Huh. See, now, I don't feel that way, but I'm willing to acknowledge I might not feel that way for two reasons. A, Devers just got here.
Yep.
And B, we have therefore built up no sort of like angst or ill will. And Devers has been a more successful hitter in his career. Like his resume is better as an offensive player than Willie Adamus. And he's got a ring. So I look at those players and I'm like, in a way, even though Adamus was only money, Devers came here by way of actual players that you gave up. I look at it almost differently. I'm like, they're two different experiences in terms of how you brought them here. Adamus is also being asked to be a leader of the clubhouse. Devers is asked to hit ball hard. That's it. Hit ball hard. In fact, I don't even think they've got designs on first base for him long term. It's DH, hit ball hard.
Yep.
That's what they're going to want him to do for 8 years. And so there's a piece of me that feels, and maybe this is just in this moment. In this moment, it feels like there's more pressure on Willie than Rafi.
Yeah, and I think that stems from what we've seen, and that's fair because you expected Willie Adamus to be better than this. You expected the glove to be better, the bat to be better, and it hasn't been. So the longer this goes on, the more you start to think, geez, I mean, you gotta revert to your baseball card here, kid. This is not what we signed up for. So I do think that there's implied pressure in that. But I look at how groundbreaking this was for this team to give out that deal. And they didn't give out the deal, but they took on the deal.
Took on the deal.
8 years.
That's the deal.
And 254 remaining. And they're saying, we think you're the dude. Now go be the dude. And it's been three games, and I don't think he's homered yet, Mark. So
no, he hasn't. Although I'm going to take this opportunity to refute something that our partner, Matt Steinmetz, said earlier today on the show. I was driving around, and only because my brain works the way it does, I'm like, he's being unfair today. He is being unfair because he was making points, and it was sort of like, they were little mini, like, steiny pot shots at the Giants.
That's what he does.
I know. I know the game. And I'm like, I don't really care that you take pot shots at the Giants if they're based in reality. But at one point he goes, are you feeling that way about Rafi Devers since because he's 1-for-12 since he got here? He's not 1-for-12 since he got here. He had two hits in his first five at-bats. Where is this Rafi slumped through the Cleveland series thing? Not accurate. Not accurate. And then he starts talking about how the Giants kind of got lucky this year.
It was wrong.
They've missed all of the other team's best starters. And the first example out of his mouth, he goes, they missed Paul Skeens. And my mind immediately turned into the Matrix, and it went, nope. They haven't even played Pittsburgh yet this year.
Well, they haven't faced Skeens.
Yeah, you're right. They haven't faced Skeens. They have not played the Pittsburgh Pirates yet this year.
It is funny.
It wasn't funny. So, anyway.
Didn't they face Yamamoto?
They did.
And wouldn't he be there?
He's their ace right now. Because their other aces are all hurt, but yeah.
Right, I mean, he's their ace right now.
Yes, he is.
But
yes, he is.
That's always a curious one for me because you face who you face, and there's no disgrace.
No,
like you don't get to pick your opponents.
We're 75 games in. Like, we're not, I don't think the baseball season at this point, if the Giants were 12-3, like I think they were, or something like that.
Yep,
12-3.
Kind of
like the Warriors were. They're 12-3. Everybody was 12-3 to start the year. At that point, you can be like, well, hey, you played the Reds a whole lot. That's fine. We're 75 games in. Giants are good. Deal with it. Deal with it, negative Nancys. They're a good baseball team.
Sour Steinies actually works too.
They're really better at this stage. Like, they're winning games. Here's another one. You know what? Like, we were thinking about this earlier today. I don't know if this does anything for everybody. The Giants, they can't hit. They're averaging 4.2 runs per game. Do you want to know what the average is across baseball? Just all baseball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wondering that myself.
It's 4.3. So are they good? No. Is that below average? Slightly.
Every 10 games, they're one run worse than the rest of the league.
Here you go. That's what it is.
Yep.
That, like, the ball's dead.
It's dead.
The ball is completely dead right now. All right. We're sponsored by Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford is bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for everybody. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. You got F-150s. You got Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, even Mustang Mach-Es. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7, of course, at FrontierFord.com. Also, remember, we're giving you the chance to win My Chemical Romance tickets for July 19th at Oracle Park. Next segment, and Eno Saris is a half hour away. On with
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Absolute pleasure. Willard and Dibs, y'all take it easy. Have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, Willard and Dibs. Eno Saris, we love Eno on baseball, writer, talker, 888-957-9570. He'll join us in a half hour. Your chance to win My Chemical Romance tickets, July 19th at Oracle Park, coming up in the next 15, 20 minutes or so. Stay tuned for that. I just saw this pop across my screen, and I got to throw this by you. Did you see the Dodger Padre thingamabob last night?
No. Tell me about it.
You didn't even see it?
No. Missed it.
Oh. Suspensions have just been handed down.
I was solo parenting, which is why I was off the show.
Yep.
And so didn't have a chance to yak in until she finally went down. And at that point, it was the Valkyries for me.
All right. So it's a 4-game series in L.A., and these two teams do not like each other, which, by the way, keeps making me like the Padres more. The Padres have become that team in baseball that if they're playing the Giants, I hate them. But if they're playing anyone else, kind of into them a little bit. Like, I don't want them to pass the Giants in the standings, but I kind of like the Padres because we can all gather together and hate the Dodgers together. So anyway, they've been back and forth, and there's been a lot of plunkings, okay? Tatis has been hit going into last night 2 times in 3 games. And there have been a lot of back and forth, probably, I think, to the tune of about 5 or 6 plunkings on each side. And you get late in the game, and Tatis gets another one. Another one.
And he's on
the ground and down for a while. And he is getting x-rays or got them earlier today. Bottom line is this. Robert Suarez, Padres reliever, he then comes out in the next inning, and it's right at Ohtani's face. It is a fastball at Shohei Ohtani's face. I'll give Shohei this. Shohei literally gets hit, puts the bat down, kind of looks out at the pitcher's mound, and then turns to his dugout, holds the arm up. Stay.
Stop sign.
Stay. We're good here. I'm going to first base. That's it. That's it. Diffuse the whole thing. Shohei Ohtani handled it wonderfully. But when the benches did clear, and this is when Tatis got hit, it was the first time I've ever seen this. Like, it was manager on manager. Dave Roberts got physical with Schilt.
With an F.
Like, he went right up to him and poof, he just like chest, poof, just gave it to him. And then he's like mother bleeping him, and we're going to handle this in the hallway, and I'm going to beep your ass and up, like all of this stuff. Like, it was hot, okay? So anyway, these are the suspensions. Suarez gets 3 games, but he's appealing, so he's going to be eligible right away for now. Schilt gets a 1-game suspension. Dave Roberts gets a 1-game suspension. They'll both serve those tonight. They're both fined as well. But here's why I brought it up. I wanted to get your reaction to a take that the aforementioned John Heyman,
okay,
who apparently thinks that Kyle Tucker might be a Giant next year.
I just watched the video of the hit by pitch on Ohtani, and it's in the armpit. It's not quite face level, but it's higher than what you would like.
Yeah, it's high and tight. Yes. I mean, like, you throw it at the face, sometimes you get a shoulder. Shohei is a very tall person.
Yeah.
But it was hit high.
Right in that soft spot between you know, your back and your armpit. That one looked like it hurt.
John Heyman got on MLB Network today, and they were debating this whole situation, who's wrong, who's right. And Heyman is essentially saying, look, in general, I don't like people throwing at people. Schilt said the same thing, by the way. But he also said, look, but we're not going to take anything from anybody. And they were, essentially all series long, they were attacking Fernando Tatis. On purpose or not, they hit him 3 times. We're not going to take this anymore. So they throw at Shohei. Heyman comes on, and his take is, if you're going to get into a back and forth of throwing at each other, I don't like it, but I get it. You can do it, but not Shohei. Pick another star and throw at him, because Shohei is the Steph Curry or the Caitlin Clark of Major League Baseball. He is the marketing arm of the sport. He is that guy. He's the person everybody comes to see. And you cannot risk hurting him. So you can throw at a Dodger, just not that Dodger. How's that grab you?
No, you don't get to do that. That, to me, is the epitome of weak sauce. Now, this to me becomes an interesting tit for tat as far as pecking order goes. So if you go out and you hit my number 8 or number 9 hitter, and it's intentional, and then I go out and I throw and try to hit Shohei Ohtani, now we've got a problem. That, to me, becomes, it's an escalation sensation is what
nice,
it is, Mark.
Nice
and
job.
That becomes,
cha-ching!
To me, something that you wouldn't do. But you're going to hit
Tatis
multiple times. And Tatis is, he's not on Ohtani's level, but he is the Padres' best player.
Star player.
Their best hitter. And so you're going to hit my guy, and he got hit 3 times?
3 times
before they hit
series.
Ohtani?
Yep.
So if we're going to do that, and it can't just be accidental, then I'm sorry. We're going to have to get a pound of flesh, and if that means it's Ohtani, it means it's Ohtani. And that's just the way it goes. Stop hitting my guy.
Yeah.
You can only hit my guy so many times before I'm going to snap. And when I snap, I'm not going to, you know, throw a brushback pitch to Teoscar Hernandez. That's not sending the message. You throw up and into Ohtani, message sent, message received. So, Heyman, you're wrong on this one. You're wrong!
I agree with you.
It's my Steiny.
I'm almost offended by the idea, to be honest with you. Like, this is kind of what you're talking about, I think, is the problem that people have with the Dodgers. Mostly when people have a problem with the Dodgers, it's jealousy or it's anger at their own team that they won't conduct themselves the way the Dodgers do. But what John Heyman is essentially doing here is creating a class system. And he's putting someone up on a pedestal at such a level that he's like, no, that's not the same as any other player in the game. And again, I'm only a fan of the game, so who cares about that? But do you know how offensive this would be to Fernando Tatis or Manny Machado to basically say, yeah, like hitting you, you're a star, but you're not that star. Can't hit that guy. In fact, I'd also be offended if my name was Freddie Freeman or Mookie Betts. What do you mean? You can throw it at me, but you can't throw it at my teammate, Shohei Ohtani? I'm totally with you. That's completely out of bounds. And by the way, what a total cowardly sort of a protective device that is for the Dodgers, that Dave Roberts, based on what he's saying, can go out there and have his pitcher start throwing at other people, and then the media is suggesting, but your best player doesn't have to face anything. That's a wild take to me. That's a wild take.
It's wild, and it's just completely erroneous. So Is there a level where you reach a certain spot where now you can't be thrown at? And this is a sport where you don't want to see people throw at each other, but sometimes it's the inevitability of baseball. And I'm just going through game by game, and Pajes got hit by Cease in the first game.
Yep.
Don't know if it was intentional or not, but Pajes is not that level of superstar. So if the Dodgers are going to respond and you want to do that and you want to hit Cronenworth, okay, now we're even, you know, and this happens and that happens. But when you start to hit a guy multiple times in a short series, and already there's no love lost between these two, we know that, because it's the Dodgers and the Padres, and it's always been so. When you hit my guy multiple times, I'm sorry, but we're not just going to sit here and take it.
No.
Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it.
Listen, I've watched sports leagues do this. I think there are some comps here, and I've supported it at times. I think it's different, but here's kind of what I'm getting at. If the NFL is going to make different rules for how you tackle a quarterback, I get it. That's your cash cow. I have gotten loose on these airways a number of times as to why the league doesn't protect Steph Curry a lot more, because that is your cash cow. But the way I view that is, look, I think because of his size, I think because of the way he's defended, Caitlin Clark too, we talked about this yesterday, you're letting people get away with too much. In fact, you're officiating them differently than you officiate the rest of the league. I don't think that makes sense. But what you're talking about here is already outside of the purview of Major League Baseball. Like, this is not part of the game. You don't have to throw at people at all. But the Dodgers, in other words, already have plenty of advantages. They've already worked your system with deferred money. They've already got resources that almost every other baseball team don't have. And now you're going to send them out there onto the field with the ability to throw at stars on the other team, yet you're supposed to protect one particular star on their team. That kind of idea, we're already flirting with such a class system in baseball. Dodgers, Yankees, few other teams, Cubs, Red Sox, Giants, and it does feel like the rest of these teams are just here to fill out the schedule. Like, there's a bunch of Washington Generals already
yep.
on the baseball schedule. I wouldn't further that idea. Don't push it further by making certain Dodger players royalty that you're not allowed to actually play baseball with, or else you're really going to alienate a lot of fans and other teams.
Yeah, and it just comes down to, you want to protect your stars and you also want to protect the integrity of the game. And I do think sometimes when you get into these four-game sets where teams have a long time to just face off with each other, they see the same team. It's kind of like in an NBA series where, you know, you get to like game four or game five in an NBA playoff series and you're kind of sick of seeing that other team. And so the blood can boil over a little bit, and this certainly felt like it was the case. And, you know, I'm looking through the game logs, and the Dodgers didn't hit any Padre player in the first three games, yet Otani got hit, and Pajes got hit twice, and so you get to game four, and there might have been a sense of, like, look, they're dotting us, and so it's time to dot back, and so you go after Tatis Jr., and then they get Otani again, and, you know, the blood boils, and that's just kind of what's going to happen. And so the next time they meet, you'd imagine that tempers might flare again.
We'll loop Enosaurus into that conversation. He's going to join us in about 15 minutes. We are very much looking forward to chatting with Enosaurus. Let's get back to the phones. 888-957-9570 is the number. Tony in Santa Clara here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Tony. What's going on?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. And this is a good topic about respect in the game and making sure people are taken care of. You know, it goes all the way back I'm in my 50s, so I understand this, but some of these people nowadays, they're being offended by it. But if you don't protect your people, you're going to be prey. All right, so I called because, man, I was not a big fan of Yastrzemski all season. Just like, man, this guy. Now we got this Devers guy. Yastrzemski's a good player. Because now he's just a role player, and now he's got a job, and he can be really successful. I'm really happy with what these guys are doing. They need to go get another pitcher back end. and maybe another bat. Wilmer can't play first base every day. They need to get the Devers guy playing first base. We need both those bats in the lineup. Thank you for taking my call. You guys have a great day.
Okay, Tony, thanks, man. I agree with some of those takes. They're not going to put Devers over at first base this weekend. They've already announced that.
Yep.
But he's on a crash course. They agree with you. They want him at first. They want Flo's bat in the lineup as well. I think they'll keep doing that as much as possible. But you're right. Flores cannot play first base every day. He will tonight. And so both the bats are in the lineup tonight. I also think what he's talking about with Yaz, there's a little bit of that Jimmy Butler dynamic, which is when you bring another star player in, it changes our view of the other players on the team because we've been asking so much of them. You don't have enough stars, so you have to ask your non-stars to play like stars, and then when they don't, you get mad at them. And they do. They sort of like fade to the background, and you love them more because this star player gets here. The one thing I didn't really agree with, I wonder what you think on this, Dibs, this idea that the Giants need to go make a bunch more moves at the deadline. I'm not against them making more moves, but I'd be real careful. This is not yet a deep farm system. I'd be real careful about plucking more and more and more and getting rid of that organizational pitching depth all in an effort to win this year. The beauty of these three contracts, Adamas, Chapman, and Devers, is that in theory you should now be able to compete for a long time. If you need to make a tweak or an acquisition here or there, okay. I don't need him to go get another starter, another second baseman,
right,
then an outfielder. No, don't do all of that. That's too much.
I wouldn't mind them getting a back of the rotation starter and or a second baseman. If you can find a solid second baseman. Again, I'm with you, Mark. I'm not looking for a star. If you look around the team right now, when healthy, your outfield is set. Your outfield is good enough and deep enough. Your infield now with Devers potentially becoming a first baseman is good other than second. Your catcher is your catcher. And I just look at the rotation and I think about Landon Roop and Hayden Birdsong and innings totals. Not that they're going to be hard capped at a number, but as they get further down the road and you realize that they're going to be pitching into unknown territory innings-wise, I wouldn't hate having a veteran, you know, a guy who can come in and be your fourth or fifth starter.
I agree.
Just in case you run out of innings for those youngsters.
I mean, what you're really thinking about, if you're thinking about the Giants in terms of the playoffs, the scary thing is always health. That's just omnipresent.
Yeah, every team.
But if Webb and Ray are healthy and ready to go, there's game one and there's game two. And what you need, I get that you want four, but what you need is just one of these other guys to just step forward here in the second half of the year and say, I'm your game three starter, period. You honestly, you can piecemeal together game four. You can do it. In fact, if you end up in a wild card round, you only play in three games.
Yep.
In order to get to the next round. And then things all start getting crazy. We're watching people use openers in the playoffs. The Dodgers have done it. So there's a number of ways to work this. You need either Hayden Birdsong or Justin Verlander or Landon Roop or Mr. Unknown, someone from outside the organization, someone from the minors, someone from the bullpen. Someone needs to be clear-cut when you get to September as, I'm your game three starter. And then I think you can go from there. And there are a number of candidates for that right now.
There are, and I just wonder about going from where you are now to the end of the season and how you can, you know, navigate that with, you know, Landon Roop and Hayden Birdsong, because they will, by August, be most likely pitching into an area that they've never pitched before, innings-wise, in a single season. I think Roop has done 100 and Birdsong about the same in the minors in combined different levels. So that's about the number where they get into an area that they haven't been before. And so for me, it's not only who's going to be your number three starter. I think you could look at Verlander and say, yeah, he could be the guy.
Maybe.
If he, you know, can get into a groove. He had the injury and now he's got the paternity leave that may or may not cost him a start. Don't know yet. But if he can start to, you know, lock in and be a guy, then you feel good about the playoffs, the short series. But I'm more concerned about between now and the end of the year, how you get through it with a couple of young guys.
Yeah, I get that, and that's a question that we've all been itching to ask Bo Mel, and we will next time we have him on. All right, there's been a social media post that's Devers-related that we're going to need to talk about. We'll do that in a sec, but the first thing we're going to do is turn ourselves once again back into game show hosts. You ready? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. You want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance, July 19th, Oracle Park. We've been doing it all week. This is your last chance, and that last chance is now, okay? And you might end up being the winner that also gets upgraded. One of the five winners will be randomly selected and upgraded to two sweet tickets. All of this is courtesy of Live Nation. All you have to do is call right now and be caller five. The contest line is 415-523-4652. Caller five right now, 415-523-4652. Fifth caller right now wins a pair of tickets to My Chemical Romance and the chance to be upgraded to sweet tickets. So good luck to each and every one of you. Congrats to our first four winners. And then a secondary good luck to all of you in terms of being upgraded to sweet tickets. For more info and to buy My Chemical Romance sweet tickets, log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. All right, before Eno Saris, who's with The Athletic and a great baseball writer and also just like he's kind of a man about town. He's a musician. He's very creative. He's fun to talk to with regard to baseball. And so with Devers and the Red Sox getting back together, and the Padres and Dodgers, you know, throwing balls at each other, great guy to talk to, and he'll be on here in just about 7 or 8 minutes. Before that happens, what do you make of this? David Ortiz, who I'd argue of all of the Red Sox players who aren't like payroll people, Jonathan Papelbon's a payroll guy. Maybe David Ortiz, I'm sure he is pulling some sort of a, you know, consultant's check the Red Sox.
Appearance fee or whatever.
But he's been the only one who has really kind of defended the Red Sox through this whole thing and said some things about Rafi Devers that aren't the nicest. Pedro Martinez, Team Devers. Manny Ramirez, Team Devers. Karabas, Team Devers. David Ortiz, Team Sox. So he just sent this out on social media. I'll show it to you. There's him sitting in between, like, life-size versions of his number.
The three and the four.
The three and the four. And he's standing in between it. And he writes down below it, "The thing is that to have some like this at Boston, you have to just not be a hitter. You have to be the full package, an all the way around player. Go Sox." Your reaction?
What? And player?
And there's another tag right next to it that says, "Best organization in baseball."
Right. So that is definitely a payroll Team Sox kind of a thing. David Ortiz is a defensive player. I'm scratching my head to remember him flashing the leather. David Ortiz as a base runner. Huh. Five tools for David Ortiz. I believe running is one of them. Not the most fleet of foot. I believe defense is another one. I don't recall him playing much defense.
No, he had five tools. One of them was picking up a bat.
Yep.
The other one was warming up with a bat. Then the third one was digging into a batter's box. And then the fourth one was hitting the ball very far. And then his fifth tool was running around the bases. Those were his five tools.
Jogging around the bases.
Correct.
Or yogging. And I'm just looking at his game log. 278 career games at first base.
Mm-hmm.
2,029 as a DH. So, I mean, Dave, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
What are we even talking about?
Like, what are we doing?
Right. So you're a guy who...
And why? Why?
Because,
why are you doing this?
Because he's on the payroll.
So what? Well, you don't have, not everybody on the payroll is out here doing this.
Well, do you remember the movie A Few Good Men?
Very well.
Did Jack Nicholson go down there and issue the code red? No, he did not.
He did not.
And in this analogy, this would be John Henry picking up the phone and calling Kiefer Sutherland, or, you know, telling Kiefer to tell David Ortiz, who would be, the corporal, Lance Corporal. Yeah.
Remember, Kiefer was just the other lawyer. He right. ended up being fine. It was that other guy. Kevin Bacon was. You're right. Yes.
Kiefer would be Breslow in this analogy. So John Henry calls Breslow, and Breslow calls David Ortiz. So who ordered the code red? Well, probably it's just the system.
He didn't issue the code red, but he did order.
David Ortiz issued the code red.
Jack Nicholson. You're damn right I did.
Right.
But anyway,
so John Henry would be the Jack Nicholson here, who you're darn right I called David Ortiz.
I mean, I don't understand. The story's been told. If you want to accuse Rafi Devers of being stubborn and hard-headed, fine. That's it. That's as far as you can go. I've read everything I could read. I've listened to everyone I can listen to. And I cannot find one other thing you could accuse Rafi Devers of. You want to accuse him of being immature? Don't think so. Bad teammate? No way. Unproductive? Not even a little bit. Unwilling? No. You can't say that. What you could say was he was stubborn and hard-headed. Because the Red Sox did him bad, and he refused to forgive them.
Right. He was unwilling at the essence.
Absolutely said that he was willing.
When they went back to him after the fact, at that point, he was unwilling.
You'd already lied to me four times.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not caping up for Big Poppy and the Red Sox side, but, you know, at that point where your team needs a first baseman and they ask you, he could have said yes, but he chose not to.
Yes. And he has said yes to a different team who approached him correctly. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Eno Saris, The Athletic, really good on baseball. We'll get to all of this stuff with him and can't wait. That is coming up next, right here on Willard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And dibs.
And a fair ball down the line. One run scores. Two runs score. Flores in the second. He made it. And the Giants take the lead.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You know, we were all caught up with Caitlin Clark in town and whatnot yesterday, and even the Devers trade, which has been so talked about this week. I think that that man, like we've kind of like not done enough to celebrate that that man right there, Dwayne Kuiper, turned 75 this week, and the Giants did a great job of celebrating him, and I just – everybody take a moment. We do this all the time, but take another moment to appreciate the broadcasters that we have in this town and on this team. The best.
Pretty spectacular.
The best.
And, you know, you think about if when they eventually retire, what it means. Well, you got Flem and love Joe Rizzo, and he probably slots in. And it's been a great long run of Kruk and Kive, and John Miller, of course, still here. I'm disappointed that you had perhaps forgotten about me.
Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all. But there'll never be anyone like Kruk and Kipe. So happy birthday, Kipe. And here we go. Boston Red Sox are in town. And joining us on the River Islands guest line and out at the game is Eno Saris of The Athletic, one of our favorite baseball writers and talkers and just, you know, people. He's a musician, all of the things. So, Eno, thanks for coming on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm here. I'm here at Oracle, and you know, it's been fun watching all the standing ovations for Devers. It's a real excitement.
Well, is it fun watching the faces of all of the Boston reporters who have arrived today? Because I feel like they've got a little something under their skin, you know?
Oh my God, the press conference today was pretty annoying. It was question after question about what happened in Boston. What happened in Boston? And basically Devers saying over and over again, I'm not here to talk about the past. I tried to ask him something about, you know, playing in this park. And he said, well, I've got real power. You know, it's going to go out. You know, if I touch it, it's going to go out of any park. So, you know, I was trying to ask him something different than, you know, what happened in Boston.
That it was giving me flashbacks to the Mark McGwire famous line, you know?
Yeah.
100%. I was sitting there going, oh my God, I'm not here to talk about the past. It's Mark McGwire.
Yeah, I mean, and you can ask him however many ways you want. And I guess if you gave him truth serum, your assessment on what the answer actually would be if Rafi Devers actually told the truth about what happened.
I mean, I think that we can actually figure it out from what happened in San Francisco. So in San Francisco, what we've heard is that Buster and the team came to him and said, we have like one of the worst OPSs at first base in the big leagues. We have a real need there. And even our kid that's coming up, you know, he needs to work on his glove, you know, so like we have an open position for you here. And it's not, we need you to do it for 3 months. It's, you could probably play a lot of first base in San Francisco for the next few years, you know? So why don't you at least, and we have an organizational philosophy that like people play in a lot of different positions. So, you know, why don't you get used to first base if that's something you want to do. And that was a better way to talk to him. I think in Boston, it was a little bit more like, I remember I looked back at a Passan tweet where they said, you know, Passan said they signed Alex Bregman and Alex Bregman is going to play second base, say sources.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, what? So you haven't talked to Devers about this yet? You know, like, oops. So they didn't do things in the right order, I think. They didn't treat him. I mean, you've got to treat him with a little bit of respect. He's your highest paid player. He's a stud. And, you know, you got to sell him on things. You don't just tell him what to do, even though he's an employee. I get that part. But, like, you sell him on things.
Eno Saris, The Athletic, he's down at Oracle Park getting ready for the game tonight. Eno, I think you lay it out, and that's 90% of it for me right there. But can we also add in, like, isn't it fair to look at the Red Sox as an organization right now and sort of say, look, this is not the first time this has happened. Like, look how many stars you've either sent out of town or upset or whatever in just the last few years. And for me, that kind of says a lot in terms of, if you want, which side you're going to take in all of this.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's an ongoing conversation. But the Red Sox, like the Giants, are teams that should flex their financial muscle. They should be – they don't have to be the A's. The A's are like, oh, yeah, you're good for us for a couple of years, and then you're gone. They don't have to be the Rays where they're, like, constantly trading everybody away. They don't have to be those guys. They want to establish stars that are here for a long time, sell jerseys, put people in seats. And, you know, I think the Red Sox and Giants are both teams that should have long-term guys under contract. And, yeah, it's been sad to see Xander Bogaerts go and see Devers go, you know, now. And they just done it, sailed, you know, they just done it over and over again.
And now the Giants are a team that is interested in these long-term deals, and it seems like it coincided with Buster Posey taking over for Farhan Zaidi. Do you think it's just that simple that the organization now has a philosophical shift, or are they just now able to get these deals done of recent?
I think there's, I think that Farhan was a little bit more risk-averse, and so he, you know, you saw it with the Carlos Correa deal. He had a deal in place. And then he looked at the risk of it. He looked at the medicals and he said, nope, I'm out. And Buster, I think, if you want to be honest, I think the Willy Adames deal was slightly an overpay. There's risk there. The bat is not always super great. And like he's a great player. He's a great person for the clubhouse. I think it was a decent signing, but there was risk there. And Buster was willing to be like, hey, I don't care if we pay $20 million more than the next team. And there's the risk in that. I'm going to do it. So a little bit less risk aversion, I think.
You know, where does it go next? I saw, and this was just a side quip, but John Heyman earlier today was talking about the potential of Kyle Tucker free agency. And one of the first teams he brought up as an interested party was the San Francisco Giants. Do you think that a spending frenzy is going to follow this?
Maybe. You do have like $100+ million in four players a year, now with that core. So I would assume it's a little bit more like, you know, if Lucas Giolito or like if there's a pitcher that wants a 1 year, remember back to like the Rodon deal, you know, I think that they'll spend more to kind of, you know, around their core. So I don't know that they will go and add another contract on top of that. If you look at it right now, they have about $20 or $30 million between them and the first luxury tax number. I haven't actually looked at next year to see how much more money they have to spend, but I don't know. I think they'll want to stay under that luxury tax number. But at least they have tried to flirt with that in the past. But I mean, it's fun to think about. That would be a great addition.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, they still have another month and change till the deadline, so they might look to add a little bit more. Just looking at what they have right now, though, you know, this team today stacking up against the Dodgers and Padres and the rest of the National League, are they a viable threat here to make noise in October?
Yes, they are. They have the best bullpen, I think, in baseball. If I've been saying it since March. Their rotation is healthier and it stacks up with any of those rotations. I think I would probably, if you're just comparing the three teams, right now, at least, best rotation. Right now, best bullpen. The Dodgers have this asterisk of like, oh, we have all of our great arms that are injured that could come back at some point. So that'll make it tighter. But in terms of pitching, I think they've got the class of the division, and now they've brought hitting up to where it's competitive with those guys. I still think you got to give the Dodgers lineup over anybody, but now they're competitive.
Eno Saris, The Athletic, with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Eno, there was a tweet earlier this week. It got lost in all of our work because Rafi Devers got acquired, and we were talking about that the whole time. But there was a tweet about a week ago from Andrew McCutchen, and he said that it's been confirmed with him by someone in the world of producing baseballs that the ball is dead this year. What do you know about that? It's of particular interest to Giants fans, considering that they have a hard time scoring runs.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because about 2 days before that tweet, we went with we produced a story where we had, you know, found that drag is higher on the ball than ever before, and about 4 feet are missing on, you know, if you're talking about a 330-foot fly ball, about 4 feet are missing this year. Due to the drag being higher on the ball. And this is something that can happen due to manufacturing or it can be due to the seams being higher. And for that story, we had a source that was at the Pirates meeting that McCutchen was at. And so when McCutchen tweeted that out, we were like, oh, yeah, there it wasn't McCutchen wasn't our source. But that meeting was one where Pirates players were interacting with Rob Manfred and asking him, why is the ball different? And Manfred said, we know it's different, and we don't know why. So that was an interesting tweet for us. But, yeah, the ball is different this year. It's not flying as far.
Is it manufacturing variants, or is it maybe some shenanigans? I know MLB owns Rawlings. Do you get any sense that it's either one of those two factors that makes the ball so different year to year?
I mean, if you take them at their word for it, it's something that's different that they haven't pinpointed yet. And there is a fair amount of ball-to-ball variation and batch-to-batch variation. But it's very clear, if you look at the drag, that the ball has been the same for about 3 years. And they've done the humidors. They've looked at how they store the balls. They've changed a lot of things to make the ball be the same every year. And they did it pretty well for 3 years. And now we have the most drag that we've ever seen on a ball. So there's something that definitely changed. And I think if you want to be at all conspiratorial about it, like, the thing that you could be is like, hey, they also changed the strike zone this year. They changed the way that umpires are being judged, and that changed the strike zone. So the strike zone's the smallest it's ever been. And then the ball now doesn't travel as far. And what will a smaller strike zone with a ball that doesn't travel as far do? It will create fewer strikeouts without a home run explosion, right? The pitchers have to come into a smaller zone more often, and the ball is a little bit deader, so it won't go out as much. And that's something they want. That is something they definitely want. They told everybody, we want fewer strikeouts in the game. So I'm just connecting some dots here. I don't necessarily think that they wanted to do this on purpose. But it sort of lines up with what they want to do, so they're not that concerned about it.
Okay, I get the ball in play more. I don't get the ball not going out more. Like, around sports, everything that we've seen in the last decade plus are leagues making rule changes to create more offense. Why would baseball do that?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I've got that one wrong, but... you know, we did have in 2019 the ball with the least drag, and we broke all home run records. And there was a fair amount of belly aching about that being too many home runs. And that was a year when the league average ERA was like a 4.6 or something. It was a crazy year, and I don't think that there's really the stomach to go back to 2019. So I think there is a line to walk there. I agree with you generally, though. It's totally, most sports want more offense.
Is part of the issue that it's too difficult to hit now? Mark and I have had this discussion where so many guys are throwing 100 or 100 plus, and you know, you've got less time than ever to react and to swing. Is that something that Major League Baseball is addressing with this smaller strike zone as well?
I mean, I think that their stated goal is to have fewer strikeouts, and they're working on it. The bigger things that they're considering are changing the mound, moving the mound back. That is definitely on the table. They're not testing it yet, so it's not something that like is close or anything. But they're thinking about it. There's a prominent researcher who thinks they should throw a heavier ball because the heavier ball will slow their arm down and they won't be able to throw it as hard. And he thinks that'll help injuries too because they won't throw as hard. So you know, they're definitely in the information gathering stages. I do think that, you know, basically the strike zone thing is a little bit of a precursor to automatic balls and strikes. I think that next year we're going to have the challenge zone. And if you look at this year's strike zone, it looks exactly like the challenge strike zone in the minor league. So I think they were just preparing us for what the strike zone will look like when, I don't know if you know about the challenge system, the hitter gets to like hit his helmet and challenge three times a game. It's really fun actually, because the challenge, when he hits his helmet, it's immediate. You have to do it immediately, and then it goes up on the screen, and everybody gets to watch if it was a strike or not in real time. So it's actually kind of a fun thing that I think will actually improve baseball.
We're talking with Eno Saris, The Athletic. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.